الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درو شریف اللہ. Respected brothers, respected elders, brothers and sisters listening at home, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah who is Khaliq, the creator, the cherisher. Allah who is the protector. Allah who is the merciful one, the gracious one. And peace and greetings be upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Muhammad Mustafa, Muhammad Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of the brothers have been patiently and eagerly waiting for the return of the group that went to Aceh in Indonesia, the area in which the tsunami striked early in the morning, approximately after Fajr, 8 o'clock, when a lot of the makhluk was resting. And that part of the region has been affected in the most severe way, the province of Aceh. And the capital of that area is Banda Aceh. People are waiting very eagerly to hear from us, alhamdulillah. The 7 that went from our local masjid here, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we return back in good health, with security, to report back to you breathtaking, heart-rending, horrific scenes that insan will never ever perhaps witness in his lifetime, unless he's been there. A lot of the people, even before getting back to England, in the parts where we were traveling, when they found out that we were in the area of Indonesia, Indonesia takes pride that alhamdulillah it has or it holds the largest Muslim community in the world. It has a population of 260 million people there, full of islands. And to cover the entire part of Indonesia, you need many, many weeks, if not months, to see Indonesia and the affected area. The first question that was put forward to us is, what did you see there in Banda Aceh, in Aceh? How was it to stand there in that soil? What we have seen in the media, in the newspaper, the pictures that we see, what did you see? And to answer that, personally for me, to answer that, the only answer that I can give is for a person to study the last chapters of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us step by step the events that will unfold on the day of Qiyamah. Ye Qiyamat-e-Sughra. It was a day of Qiyamah, the 26th of December, on the people living in that part of Indonesia, on the coastline in Aceh. 8 o'clock in the morning, what they must have witnessed, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. In fact, those that survived, very few, a handful. When you ask them of how the tsunami actually occurred and the earthquake that had taken place before the tsunami. Tsunami is a Japanese word which is also found in the Quran. Inshallah, we will talk on that later on. Su means big and nami means wave. Tsunami means the big wave. And before the tsunami, there was earthquake there in that part of the region. When you talk to the survivors of how it was, what it was, out of shock, they can't describe of what had happened in that morning. Yes, they have iman, Allah has given them that courage, and they are clinging on to their iman and life continues. Simple, strong, good Muslims, alhamdulillah. And may Allah give those who have passed away the status of shahadat, and those afflicted in difficulty, in pain, may Allah give them sabr, inshaAllah ta'ala. And it happened so instantly and so quickly. And everything is mentioned for us in the Holy Quran, in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah in the Quran. Allah says, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. That the day of Qiyamah will strike upon the people, will fall on the people in such a way, so quickly. And the example that is given is كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ, like the twinkling of the eye. Palak jhapakne ke barabar, he will not even have the power to turn around to see what has happened, and everything is gone. Aw hu aqrab, Allah says, or even more quicker than that. And this is what people have described to us. Some who were in ruku could not do qiyam. If they made assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah on one side, there was no time for the other salam. Dreams were shattered in a matter of 10 minutes. Women became widows, children became orphans. Aaj to khandan mein kisi ek ka intikal ho jaye, pardasht karna mushkil ho jaye. Someone who is close to you, who expires, it's difficult for us to face the reality. But the people there, not one, not two, but in their hundreds. The taxi driver that took us from the airport to the masjid where we were going to, we asked him, he said, I have got family members living in the area of Aceh and they are all tribes there. Qabila hai unka. And he said, 800 of my family members have died. Pura qabila inka, bade bade khandan, bade bade qabail hote, 800, all of them have gone. Yet he put a smile on his face and did salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. When you stand there on the soil of Bandachi, my respected brothers, it is an experience that a person has never ever gone through, or never ever will go through that experience. He is standing there isolated, helpless, in submission to the power and the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For miles, the buildings, the village, the city that was there is no longer there. When you look in front of you, everything is flattened. When you look behind you, everything is leveled down to the ground. On your right, on your left, nothing is there. Nothing solid, no iron, no stone, no trees. Nothing is there. A group of people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, admiring the strength, the power, how solid the mountain is. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. And they question Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam of how Allah has created something so strong. فَهَارُوا كُوَ اللَّهَ نِبَنَيَا. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said to them, فَقُلْ يَنْصِفُهَا رَبِّي نَصْفًا. My Lord has the power to crush the mountains and to crumble them and to make them into powder, dust particles. فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا. قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا is the word that describes Bandachi. قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا. Everything has been leveled, everything has been crushed, everything has been flattened. لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتَى. And you will not see your insan there. No crookedness, no unevenness. Everything that was standing is down. Log kehte hain 120,000 people have died, shuhada. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. But amongst the group that, when we were talking, it seemed in the region of 500,000. One area, Kaju, jiska naam, the sole survivors had taken shelter in the masjid, 4 to 5. We asked them, what is the population of the area where you were living in? And he said, 12,000 were living here. I said, anybody here that you recognize? He says, no one except of the 4 of us that are here. He believes that everyone has passed away. Sare ke sare log shaheed ho. My respected brothers and elders, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are bombs? What are technology? What is technology? What is missiles? What is anything compared to the wind, the water, the fire? Everything that is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing stands. Everything is deserted. Every step you take, there is a possibility that there is a child resting there, a lady there, a man there. Sare ke sare, kadam ba kadam waha laash hai aur nange. After 20 days, my respected brothers, water that is there, saline, salty water, you can imagine what will happen to the human body. Sakht garmi, heat, water, rain. You can't even recognize and identify that human being to be a male or a female. Ke ye banda kya hai, kaun hai? There is no recognition, no identity of that person. Only if DNA is done, perhaps some form of identity will be given. Nothing of the sort. Subhanallah al-Azim. But the only thing that was standing, my respected brothers and elders, is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the kuffar say, what happened to the Muslims, a Muslim country? This is the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you open up history books, nations have been wiped out, which is nothing compared to what has occurred If you compare past history to what has happened in that region of Indonesia, it has touched 11 countries, gone as far as Somalia. Everything is leveled down to the ground except for the masajid. إِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands. When you see pictures, it's different. When you see pictures in the newspapers, it's different. When you view something, it's different as compared to that person who is standing there. The beach, the sea, the shore is there. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Everything around it is down, crushed, leveled, destroyed. But the minarets are standing. The dome is intact. In the media, maybe they showed you one masjid, or two masjid, or three masjid. Wallahi nazeem, my respected brothers, I sit on the minbar here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say to you, we as a group did not see a single masjid that was on the ground. Zara koi ek masjid to nazar aaye ke wo zameen ke upar. Yes, no doubt. Some damage from the outside, building work, touches to be done here and there, yes. But as compared to the rest of the building, Allah. This is where the tsunami started. This is where we are standing. Thinking that, is this the water that did this? Allahu Akbar. Allah ki aisi kudrat, aisa pani, bilkul calm. Nothing is there. This is the devastation that comes out from this water. A few meters away from this shore where the tsunami started is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is down. The mosque is intact. And close to the mosque was a big petrol American building, Caltech QT. Strong foundation, steel and pillars and everything was there. Wiped down completely. And yahan par Allah ka ghar bil aise saadgi ke saath khada. Minarets, subhanallah. And how the height of the waves, some have said 15 meters, two coconut trees, dekhe hai darakht aapne, two coconut trees, aisa wave aaya. Some of the pictures you might even witness in the internet. But the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is standing. Alhamdulillah, we were there. We've taken pictures of every single masjid. And wallahi lazeem, my respected brothers, when we prayed salat in that masjid, aisa sukoon mila, jaise haram-e-paak mein koi aadmi namaz padh raha hai. Aisa sukoon. We've never felt peace and tranquility. Subhanallah ilazim. What ikhlas, what sincerity. Some of the people were saying that they've seen with the eyes that when the wave came, it came towards the masjid and it split from the masjid. It split from the masjid. This is some of the people who have said. And this is not difficult. One cannot, unless aadmi westernism ki ghilazat uske zehen mein bhari hui ho, he will reject this. There was a great buzruk there. Sheikh Shah, Sheikh, kuch naam aise tha. A group of people have witnessed that when the water came, they saw with the eyes that the grave ascended up. Aise upar chali. Ye waqt ke wahan wali the. And the water went past them. And this is what we have heard from the people there. Subhanallah. Handful of people telling us stories. Aisi aisi kaar guzari ke insaan hairan ho jaye. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intact. Every corner, some of the mosques were not even complete in their construction. Just the foundation was laid down. Two or three walls. Painting work needed to be done. Outside work has to be done. Even that masjid is standing. Woh masjid bhi khadi. Subhanallah. And those who took refuge in the masjid were also saved. A man climbed on top of the minaret, on top of the dome, he was saved. Yeah. And this Quran that you see, my respected brothers, in my hands here, subhanallah. One of the mosques in the area of Lokhau, we forget the name of the masjid, but we have the photo of that masjid on a CD, inshallah, that will come out. That masjid is intact, and we met a few brothers that were inside, and alhamdulillah, this Quran was found in that masjid in Bandachi. And that is why we bring this Quran to you, perhaps as a token of love from the people of Leicester. Subhanallah. And this Quran that you see, it's still wet as I hold it. Yani wo jo 26 December ka pani hai, uska asar abhi tak is Quran-e-Kareem mein hai. Still there. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the Quran had experienced and what it went through. Ye mitti bhi yun mahsus hota hai ki abhi wahan hum maujood hai. And this Quran-e-Kareem was there, mashallah, intact. Every page of it is intact in the masjid. We took permission from the locals there. And alhamdulillah, with great love, nobody lives in that area. This Quran was given to us, inshallah ta'ala. We will leave this downstairs, inshallah, for the people to see. And the first page that we... the person was holding the Quran, Brother Qasim. I said to him, this is the Quran. I want you to open up the Quran to see the pages. And the first page that he opened up was Surah An-Nahl 14 para. And my eyes fell on one verse, one ayat of the Quran, which I don't wish to go into the tafsir. I don't think it is the right time. But nevertheless, in this ayat-i kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us His power, how He can change the condition of a city instantly. That is described on the first page here. The very first page that is open, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ until the end. This is described in this Quran, in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ایمان کا معیار اوپر چلا جاتا ہے میرے عزیزو. Allah has protected whom He wanted to protect, and those who have died are shaheed. One person who survived, I said to him that a group of us were there, and we said to him, how was it when you saw the water, the wave coming? He said, in the mouth of everybody at that time was the kalima la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. So inshaAllah ta'ala, if death has come to them, it is in the condition of iman. And we do husna zanna of our brothers who have passed away. He says, when they saw the wave coming, it was la ilaha illallah. And the name of Allah was in the tongue as they were running. لیکن 500 miles per hour کا جو ویو ہو میرے عزیز ہو اللہ کی قدرت کا کوئی مقابلہ کر سکتا ہے انشاءاللہ تعالی we will continue on this subject tonight after Isha but we have a big audience on a Friday so let me just update you alhamdulillah on the amount of money that was taken from our local brothers here alhamdulillah We tried our best to make sure that every penny that was taken and collected was invested with amanat in the right area, given to the right recipients. We did not rush. But alhamdulillah, kadam by kadam, step by step, Allah's nusrat was with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the doors for us. There are missionaries there who are working, taking and exploiting the situation, taking advantage of the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jazai khair to the ulama of Indonesia. Yeh bare fa'al hai. And it is said that approximately 300, isn't it? 300 babies were in the process to be taken out from the country of Indonesia. Alhamdulillah, by the pressure of the ulama there, the jamiat of ulama there, Alhamdulillah, the government has stopped everything. No child will leave the country, Alhamdulillah. Everything was stopped. The government has promised, Indonesian government, alhamdulillah, a lot of aid is getting there also. A lot of the brothers from Yemen, a lot of the Muslim countries. We also met the Pakistani army that was there, alhamdulillah, doing a good work there. They have a mobile hospital there. A lot of the countries that are there. MashaAllah. And the country has promised that shelter will be given, house will be given to all those who have been affected by the tsunami. So alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the doors for us was to buy a land there in Bandachi, in the area where, mashaAllah, very sincere, mukhlisin Muslims are living. Hamare jamaat ke saath hi ulama and the students are there. In that part of the area, mashaAllah, a land has been bought, purchased, and very soon, insha'Allah ta'ala, construction will start for the orphans. Alhamdulillah. Sare yatama ke liye, and this is especially for the girls and the team that is there, alhamdulillah, working. Alhamdulillah, they are in charge. They are all mukhlisin, muttaqeen. We are also in the process to buy another property far away, land from this area for the boys. So we can have an orphanage center for the boys and the girls, especially for those who have been affected in the tsunami. Bahut sare yateem wahan maujood hai. Alhamdulillah, we even went into the camps and immediate relief and financial support was given to them, every single one. Alhamdulillah, jo aapke paise amanat thi, waqtan fa waqtan wo rakam bhi unhe di. And alhamdulillah, brothers who have contributed, ye hamare liye basharat bhi hai. Allah Rabbul Alameen mujhe aapko dunya mein bhi de aur akhirat mein bhi de, aur ye mere aur aapke liye sadqa-e jariya bane. Inshaallah ta'ala, we will build a building, mashallah, for the boys and the girls, different areas in which we will have school, madrasa, masjid, all the zaruriyat, all the necessities that will be there. And inshaAllah ta'ala, it will be taken care of the ulama there. Already, alhamdulillah, we have an alim there, a well-known alim, Zimedar Sathi, Sheikh Rozi, who has already taken 17 yateen girls and has kept them in his own house, mashallah, with parda, looking after them. And we have financially supported him, alhamdulillah, the masjid, the amount, what we got. And even the boys are in the madaris. Inshallah ta'ala, once the building has been completed, the children will be transferred. Inshallah ta'ala, from there, we will work on, and inshallah, we will update you of everything that is done in Bandachi. Rest assured, my respected brothers, this was a fact-finding mission. It's not easy. It's not easy just to give your money to anybody there. Alhamdulillah. So we had the right people there. Ulama log the, nek log wahan maujood the. Rehbar bhi hamara ajeeb o gareeb tha, alhamdulillah. We will talk about him. What, mashallah, he is a new Muslim also. And his own story is quite incredible also. So these are the things that have happened there, and inshallah ta'ala, we will have a next group also going there just to make sure that the work continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala har ek ko jazai khair de, my respected brothers. At this minute, what we looked at in the area of Bandache, the main thing was to give shelter to the yatama, to the orphans, to the boys and the girls that are there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this responsibility from us for the khulus that we had. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah accept this humble work of ours, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the fruits of it. Everything has been pictured, recorded, inshallah ta'ala. In due time, photos will also be available for you, CD. And if brothers have any questions, mashallah, the seven of us are here in the masjid. You are free to come and ask any questions you want. Inshallah, sham ko jab waqt zyada hoga, isha ke baad, we will continue on this subject. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.